This is an Expository Files podcast. I am John Quinn, and this is being recorded on March the 12th, 2018. This is the fifth and final in a series of podcasts based on Colossians chapter 2 and verse 12. From this text, we are considering the immediate context of the phrase, faith in the working of God. The text we have been considering found in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 12. Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. God's power to raise up is wonderfully evident at the resurrection of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord. God raised his Son from the dead. The grave could not hold him, for God's power was simply too strong. Likewise, sin cannot hold us when we are raised up with Christ from baptism. They are left behind. Their chains are broken. We who were once dead in our trespasses and sins are made alive together with Christ. This is all done by the grace of God through faith, according to God's mercy, and by his power, and not as a result of human works or effort or deed or merit. Notice with me the reading of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, where the Apostle Paul elaborates on this. Paul writes, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them too we all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging in the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, that no one may boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." Baptism for the remission of sins is not putting our trust in human effort or work at all, but rather it is an act of faith in the working of God to save us, even as he raised up his Son. We are raised up with his Son from baptism. To be saved from sin and to be at peace with God, one must be willing to put his or her faith in God's love and power. We cannot save ourselves by any power of our own, not by the inventions in the minds of other men. Salvation is too important to be left up to human religious councils and conventions. Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. This has been an Expository Files podcast. I am John Quinn, and thanks for listening.